This video is sponsored by the creators of Rosie the Riveter. Rosie is a great American hero who has inspired young women for generations.
Abigail.
I'm Kyra.
I'm Gigi, and today we're going to be talking about women in the workforce.
In the early 20th century, specifically during the two world wars, women began entering the workforce in world-breaking numbers. Women did not have equal opportunities. However, women who entered the workforce established more opportunities and proved that women are capable of doing the same as men. This also paved the way for more women in the future to go against gender standards and pursue a career of their choice. The specific time period we are looking at is 1870 to 1950.
Before the World Wars, women were confined to households.
Women were expected to be housewives and mothers, that's it.
Around the time of the First World War was when many women had to start working the jobs that men would normally do, because most of the men were in war.
But what kind of jobs did they have?
Some of the big jobs they had to do was to till the farms and work in the factories.
While doing these jobs, they still had to balance cleaning the house, taking care of the kids, and making food.
How did women doing these jobs change American identity?
When women started working, it began the process of women being able to do more.
After the war, women were still working. What were some of the differences between men and women working?
One of the biggest differences was how much men were getting paid and how much women were. Some of the women couldn't get paid at all, and if they did get paid, they were paid about as half as much as men.
Another big problem was the working conditions. The resources and the buildings where they worked were nowhere near as nice as the men's.
World War I ended November 11th, 1918, and after that, on October 29th, 1929, the Great Depression started. During the Great Depression, everyone was struggling, families were split, jobs were lost, and many more horrible things happened. Many of the jobs men typically did got cut, so they were unemployed, but the jobs women typically did were still needed. It was up to the women to keep their family alive.
Men's employment rates were the lowest they have ever been, but women's employment rate rose a lot. Studies show that the amount of women working went from 10.5 million to 13 million.
World War II started September 1st, 1939. It was the most destructive conflict in history. More than 80,000 Americans died in this war. It ended September 2nd, 1945.
Here's a letter from a woman whose husband was in war and she was struggling to take care of her family. She wrote this letter January 3rd, 1945.
In this letter, Beth is writing to her love who is in the war. She is telling him about her day and how much stress she is in.
I'm just tired and need a chance, which sounds so horrible, selfish to write. I'm not crying or yelling at the children, but not to is a definite indication that I need to relax for a little, which I'm not complaining. Darling, I'm just stating facts. There's past 8 months have been a strain.
In this letter, you can hear how strained and exhausted she is. But why is she so exhausted?
She is taking care of her two kids, cleaning her room, and she is taking care of some of the other kids because the other women are working the jobs men normally did.
Monday night, Sherry came in to tell Helen and me that she knew we must be tired, tired from listening to the boys' racket, so she put the children, as she put it, to bed.
Another mom or woman during this time offers to put the kids to bed because she said that they must be tired from listening to the boys. Why are we hearing only about how the women were helping the kids?
During this time, the men were either at war or working. It still wasn't necessarily acceptable for women to work, so helping the kids, cooking and cleaning, was her job.
I was trapped, and instead of trying to accept it, I was yelling. I'm trying to be made grateful about it now because I am so damn sick of listening to women cry. Helen and I sat up half the night talking about the things we had learned and were still trying to learn them.
During World War II, the famous picture Rosie the Riveter was taken. Rosie the Riveter was the start of a campaign which started the employment of women.
This empowering picture became very famous. It is proving that women are capable of working just as hard as men. After this, more women started working.
What jobs did they do?
They worked in school teaching, nursing, and manufacturing bullets, car parts, and ships.
This is another letter by a woman which was sent to President Roosevelt. She's telling him about the problems that need to be fixed. This letter was written December 20th, 1933.
Dear Mr. President, having long been an admirer of your integrity and wisdom, I am taking the liberty of writing to you of a problem which is getting more serious each day. I am 37 years old, and for 14 years held the position of assistant bookkeeper in a large department store in Kansas City. Recently, this company has changed hands. The new president bringing in an efficiency engineer, this man put in a new system in the office, which required bookkeeping machines and calculators. So far, there has been 8 of us to lose our jobs. No consideration was given as to who needed jobs. In fact, it seemed that those who needed them most were fired. Not one married woman in that office was fired, and each and every one of them has a husband employed.
Some of the problems she is addressing are some of the same problems we talked about earlier in the podcast. It really shows how long these problems have been going on for women in the workforce.
In this letter, you can hear how upset she is. She is telling the president these problems and talking about how hard things are. In this letter, it kind of reminds me of the first letter. Both of the people are talking about how hard and difficult everything is right now.
That's all for today. Thank you so much for listening.
And a special thanks to Megan Haggerty and Brittany Tillman.
Also, a special thanks to the company of Rosie the Riveter for sponsoring us and for giving hope to many women around the world.
All the day long, whether rain or shine, she's a part of the assembly line. She's making history, working for victory. Rosie the Riveter keeps a sharp lookout for sabotage, sitting up there on the fuselage. That little frill can do more than a male can do. Rosie the Riveter. Rosie's got a boyfriend, Charlie, he's a Marine. Rosie is protecting Charlie, working overtime on the riveting machine. When they gave her a production knee, she was as proud as a girl could be. There's something true about red, white, and blue about Rosie the Riveter. Assembly line. Rosie, 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 the riveter.